The blank page begs me to tell a story, dares me to tell one. One that's never been told before, and to tell it like it would never be told again. The blank page lights up a room in my heart that I didn't know existed. I'm standing outside of Krefeld, staring into the endless green of Wissahickon Park, where my purpose finds me. I hear my Uncle Howard's voice in my head as I race through the hallway. Let the beauty of what you love be what you do. I find Stacy in her classroom. I declare it. I want to be a writer. That's great, Milo, she says, moving to the bookshelf. A sign above the bookshelf reads, every blade of grass has its angel that bends over it and whispers, grow, grow. She pulls out a book and says, means you have to be a good reader, though. She hands me On the Road by Jack Kerouac. That night, sitting on the terrace overlooking G-Town, I enter the world of Sal Paradise and Dean Moriarty as they wander across the highways of America, just like me and Ryan did a few months back, finding adventure and trouble and girls and drugs and themselves all at once. The next day, I ask Stacy for another book. She chuckles. How about finishing On the Road first? I did. She looks at me like she wants to believe me, but doesn't. She squints for me to fess up. I pull the words from the back of my eyes. The only people for me are the mad ones. The ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, desirous of everything at the same time. The ones who never yawn or say a commonplace thing, but burn, burn, burn like fabulous yellow Roman candles exploding like spiders across the stars. I tell her I didn't just read On the Road, but that I understood it, related to Sal and Dean's journey. What they were feeling, their quest for freedom and dream chasing. She gives me a stack of books. I devour them, finishing a book a day. I push myself hard because I feel like I'm behind, like I have to make up for lost time. Before Krefeld, the last book I read was in sixth grade. I starved myself, and now I'm hungry for words, phrases, stories, and knowledge. The more I read, the more I want to read. Jose Marti, a Cuban writer from back in the day, says, literature is the most beautiful country. For me, each book is a journey, a voyage into a new land. I finish Stacy's stack and hit the library. A sign above the entrance says, lis ce que voudras, read what you will. And that's what I do. I walk through the aisles of books, touching spines with my fingertips, rubbing dust jackets with my thumbs, and reading everything with my heart. Whitman. Take off your hat to nothing known or unknown or to any man or number of men. Go freely with powerful, uneducated persons and with the young and with the mothers of families. Read these leaves in the open air every season of every year of your life. Re-examine all you have been told at school or church or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your own soul, and your very flesh shall be a great poem and have the richest fluency, not only in its words, but in the silent lines of its lips and face and between the lashes of your eyes and in every motion and joint of your body. Ginsburg. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo and the machinery of night. Who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities contemplating jazz.